जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीजना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। गोपीजना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। गोपीजना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जनरंजना। 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 यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ashtasaki, Pancha Tattva, Prahlad Nishino Bhagavan Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jhayam Dhire Nashta Prayeshva Bhatreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Before reciting of Srimad Bhagavatam, one should offer his respectful obeisances unto Narayan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan Narayan Rishi, Supermost Human Being, Goddess of Learning, Mother Saraswati, and unto the author, Srila Vyasadeva, and commentator, translator and commentator, Srila Prabhupada. By regular service rendered to Srimad Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, everything that is troublesome to the heart is almost destroyed to nil. And loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord, who is praised by chosen hymns, is established from within as irrevocable fact. Anybody knows the meaning of irrevocable fact? There's no going back. Once you've seen the light, ain't no going back. I mean, you can try, but you'll be lying to yourself. And that is not a nice existence to have. So this is the book here underneath, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, we have it there too. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. Chapter 9, text 11. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. Ase srutekshita patonanunata pumsam. Ase srutekshita patonanunata pumsam. Ase srutekshita patonanunata pumsam. Yad yad yata urugaya vibhavayati. Yad yad yata urugaya vibhavayanti. Yad yad yata urugaya vibhavayanti. Yad yad tattadva pupranaya sesad anugrahaya. Tattadva pupranaya sesad anugrahaya. Tattadva pupranaya sesad anugrahaya. Tvam bhakti yoga pravita hrit saroja. Ase sutekshita pato nanunata pumsa. Yad yad yata urugaya vibhavayanti. Tatad vapu pranaya sesad anugrahaya.
Together or call a response?
As you like.
How is that normal?
Yeah.
With response. Okay. Let's take it to the tradition. Tvam. Unto you. Bhakti yoga.
In
devotional service. Paribhavita.
Being
100% engaged. How about being 108% engaged? Crit
of the heart.
Sarvaje.
On the lotus.
I say,
you reside.
Shruta ikshita.
Seen through the ear.
Pataha.
The path.
It's a good word. Easy to learn. Pataha means same spelling too.
Nanu.
Now.
Nata.
Oh my Lord.
From some
of the devotees.
Yat.
Whichever.
Dia.
By meditating.
Te.
Your.
Urugaya.
Oh, multi-glorious.
Vibhavayanti.
Sorry.
Vibhavayanti.
They specifically think of.
Tata.
The very same.
Vapuhu.
The transcendental form.
Pranayasi.
Do you manifest?
Sat anugrahaya,
to show your causeless mercy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh my Lord, your causeless... Oh my Lord, your devotee can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing. And thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in a particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Please repeat.
Oh my Lord,
your devotees can see you through the ears,
by the process of bona fide hearing.
And thus their hearts
become cleansed.
And you take your seat there.
You are so merciful to your devotees
that you manifest yourself
in a particular eternal form
of transcendence,
in which they always
think of you.
Report.
The statement here that the Lord manifests himself before the devotee in the form in which the devotee likes to worship him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of the devotee. So much so that he manifests his particular form as the devotee demands. This demand of the devotee is satisfied by the Lord because he is pliable in terms of the transcendental loving service of the devotee. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Yeyata mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajam aham. We should note, however, that the Lord is never order supplier of the devotee. Here in this verse, it is particularly mentioned, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Prabhibhavita. This indicates the efficiency achieved through execution of mature devotional service, or prema, love of God, love of Godhead. This state of prema is mature devotional service. This state of prema is achieved by the gradual process of development from faith to love. On faith, one associates with bona fide devotees. And by such association, one can become engaged in bona fide devotional service, which includes proper initiation and the execution of the primary devotional duties prescribed in the revealed scriptures.
This is clearly indicated herein by the word Shutekshita.
The Shutekshita path is to hear from bona fide devotees who are conversant with Vedic wisdom, free from mundane sentiment. By this bona fide hearing process, the neophyte devotee becomes cleansed of all material rubbish, and thus he becomes attached to one of many transcendental forms of the Lord, as described in the Vedas. This attachment of a devotee to a particular form of the Lord is due to the natural inclination. Each and every living entity is originally attached to a particular type of transcendental service because he is eternally the servitor of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya says that the living entity is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, every living entity has a particular type of service relationship with the Lord eternally. This particular attachment is invoked by practice of regular devotional service to the Lord, and thus the devotee becomes attached to the eternal form of the Lord, exactly like one who is already eternally attached. This attachment for a particular form of the Lord is called Swarup Siddhi. The Lord sits on the lotus heart of the devotee in the eternal form the pure devotee desires. And thus the Lord does not part from a devotee, as confirmed in the previous verse. That was in verse 5, right? Yes. Yes, he says, O my Lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet carried by the air of Vedic sound through the halls of the ears, accept your devotional service. For them, you are never separated from the lotus of their hearts. So that was the reference. The Lord, however, does not disclose himself to a casual or unauthentic worshiper to be exploited. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:25. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samrita. Rather, by yoga maya, the Lord remains concealed to the non-devotees or casual devotees who are serving their sense gratification. The Lord is never visible to the Suddha devotees who worship the demigods in charge of universal affairs. The conclusion is that the Lord cannot become the order supplier of a Suddha devotee, but he is always prepared to respond to the desire of a pure, unconditional devotee who is free from all tinges of material infection. Om Angyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Sharaka Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guravirena Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Ratisvapakanti. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Takta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Sadhana.
Bhakta-vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hritsaroja Ase Sutekshita Patananunata Pumsam Yad Yad Dhyata Urghaya Bhivavayanti Tat Tat Vapu Pranayase Sat Anugrahaya.
O my Lord, your devotee can see through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in a particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. What a beautiful verse. And there's many like this throughout Bhagavatam. With a lot of hope, there's hope. There's hope for the Pope. How kind Krishna is that he comes as a sweeper to cleanse our consciousness. He takes the broom. We hear about him being taking menial service of chariot driver to Arjuna Partha Sarathi. But is there a name for him taking the broom and sweeping our consciousness? If there is none, it should be one. It's his glory. He's so kind. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he actually he glorifies how merciful in this particular in commentary in this particular verse, how merciful Krishna is in his reciprocity and the level of his subordination. He says, "Oh my God," he said, "let me just." This is it. I'll tell you what exactly he said. He said, "Oh, how submissive to your devotees you are." And this particular part of Srimad Bhagavatam is of course the conversation between Vidura and the elderly Maitreya, where Vidura actually gets the message from Krishna through Uddhava to come, go and seek for Maitreya. This is before Krishna's departure from this world. And he does, he goes and finds him in Haridwar, on the bank of Ganga. Anybody been to Haridwar? Please bless me, then I might go one day. I wanted to go north, but it didn't happen yet. Because it's nice, it's cleaner, it's nicer, it's more nature, right? Less polluted, a little bit. Am I going to be disappointed as I go? It's clean, cleaner. Yeah, naturally, any river you follow upstream, it's going to become nice and cleaner. There's a whole documentary by BBC done many, many, maybe 15 years ago. Documentary about Ganga. So it follows the Ganga from the source all the way down, describing and depicting all the flora and fauna. Beautiful, just life all around. The holy Ganga. Yeah. So he finds him there, and you know, they engage in this conversation. This particular part of Bhagavatam, they are discussing Sarga, the creation. And what a befitting way to start, right? You start at the beginning, and that's the creation. And with Lord Brahma being the first created being,
there's a lot of dilemma. He's appeared from the lotus. It's pitch black. There's nobody around. And because his body is nothing but intelligence, he's full of questions. Did you know that the function of intelligence is to ask good questions? And if you don't know what good questions are, you might hear from others. So Brahma is like, I want to know the cause, like what's going on? I mean, anybody will be concerned in the pitch black, and you wanted to find out. And that is our situation too. Om jnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitamena tasmai shri gurave namah. We are born in a darkness of ignorance. So Brahma is digging, is trying to find out. And he gets this instruction, his first instructions. Tapa. Perform the austerity. Gain some discipline with all the faculties. And I don't think he had trouble performing tapa. Because quickly, Krishna actually came. He came and revealed himself from within. Another lotus. The lotus within. as mentioned here. What is it? Ritsaroja. Yes. The lotus within. They call it also the sacred space. They call it the sky of the heart. The temple of the heart. The lotus of the heart. So all these things. We have it also. Is it pumping? You're alive, so it's pumping. So we also have it. Krishna is there in our heart too. But it's covered, so cleansing is required. And something is covered, and so much that you can't tell what's there. So this cleansing is required. So there's three things in this verse, or in this rather, the whole section covers. The beautiful form of Krishna, the Brahma experience. Acharya, as they mentioned it in Gopal Tupani Upanishad, that it was the form of Govinda or Shyama Sundar. Shishirada Shyama Sundar ki jai. That appeared, hence the famous prayers of Brahma Samhita that Brahma has composed. So Krishna appears and then he entrusts Brahma with secondary creation after Brahma offers prayers. And that is Visarga, the secondary creation. But in order to create, just like in the beginning, he has heard tapa, he is enlightened enough to offer prayers for creative energy. Right? You cannot, inspiration doesn't just come on its own. You got to work hard for it. What do they say? It's only 5% is inspiration. And 95% is the perspiration. You got to work hard for it. And all the high achievers, great, great athletes and even artists, they'll tell you about it. You gotta work hard to master the skill. So Brahma is offering prayers for creative energy to the same Lord, Shyama Sundar, that he has perceived in his heart, in Ritsaroja, in the temple of his heart. And he's offering beautiful prayers. First, this chapter, first couple of verses, I think up to verse 6, is describing beautiful form of the Lord. Then from the verses 6 to 10, he actually discloses a problem. It's a communication problem or a disease. He presents the disease of this world, and with a sense of pity. He feels bad about all these entities that he's gonna facilitate for their own sense of gratification. So his heart is full of compassion, and he feels pity, and he feels bad about himself that he's to do that. He feels pity for the less fortunate living entities that can't see Krishna, that take matter as all in all. Well, actually, it's not that they can't, they want. They just want, you know that saying that can't lives in a want streak? The can't lives on a want streak. It's not that they can't, they just want. Oh, my dear sir, you want to see God? I want to see God. Do you want to see God? Would you follow the process by which the God will be revealed to you? But no, they wouldn't. Rather, they follow the path of some other gods. What do they say? In God we trust, in every dollar bill. They bow down to money. They bow down to time. My dear sir, you don't believe in God, right? My dear sir, do you believe you're going to grow old? Do you believe you're going to get gray hair? You don't? Just wait. If you're lucky, you will see that. So they all the atheists, ultimately, they bow down to Kala, the Kala chakra of Jagannath. Ultimately, they fall flat, full dandavats, to the factor of time, which is Krishna. Kalotvamasi, right? I am time, the death, personified. So they accept a different kind of supreme force. Time in this world is the ultimate force. The wheel of Jagannath's chakra is crushing everything and everyone ahead. And if you look back, so many have been crushed. Great, great empires, great, great emperors. So rather, in this limited time that we have, we turn to Shyama Sundar, sweet, lovable, two-armed form, who is eager, more eager for us to come back to him. What a nice situation that we are in. We're so fortunate. Materialist existence is full of anxiety. Just so much anxiety. And because in the back of their mind, they know there's a vacancy. There's a vacancy in the temple of their heart. It's empty. And nothing can fill it. Nothing of this world is compatible. Only one person can take a seat and fulfill all of our desires. Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai. So Brahma is feeling like that. He's concerned. And therefore, in verse 11, he gives the medicine. He gives the solution. Oh my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing. So, and thus their hearts become cleansed. So what is the cross-reference? Shrimanta Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Krit Sudoti Sukritin Bhittam Krit Sudoti Sukrit Sitam. Yes. So, by hearing, by the bona fide process of hearing, we become cleansed. Mahaprabhu also mentions in Shikshashtakam, the very first thing that proper hearing does is it cleanses Cheto Darpana Marjanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glory to this Sankirtan movement. All glory to the holy name that comes with the broom to cleanse our heart. Such a menial position. He cleanses the mirror of our heart. But the process is bona fide here, which actually demands two things. Proper receiver, that's us, and proper transmitter. You can have the best transmitter, but if we have no ways to receive it, there will be no transmission. And it's not based on physical proximity. The sound can travel. So many recordings of Srila Prabhupada, we have books nowadays, so easily available. You can pick it up anytime, the day or night. Sometimes you have sleepless nights. What do? Just fill up your ear holes. Prabhupada said, these ear holes are so small, but they have infinite capacity to hear. They're very small, but they have infinite capacity to hear. So I shouldn't waste my time. But in this time, God-given time, I should fill up my ears by transcendental sound vibration. Shabda Brahman. Not just any hearing, but from the proper source. And we've been fortunate that Prabhupada has summarized everything, all the Vedas, the entire Bhagavatam has given. The only possession he has come with that and equivalent to how many dollars? Six, seven, eight. No other possession. It's the books that he came with. So we're so fortunate that we have that proper transmitter. And it doesn't depend on even meeting Prabhupada. He will be reaching with his Shabda Brahman, with Bhaktivedanta, he will be reaching generations ahead. Way, way in the future. What do you say there? For the next, 10,000 years? The law books. The law books. And then, imagine the other situation. You can be so eager to hear, because that's the requirement. To be a proper receiver, one has to be eager to hear. You can be eager to hear, but imagine you're eager to hear. You want to know, and there's no Prabhupada. Can you imagine the world? Just take a moment. Imagine the world. There's no Prabhupada, no deities, no devotees. Can you imagine? Think. This is a nice exercise for levels of our gratitude that we might have. I might not have, but it's always good to, I always like to be reminded every day not to take things for granted. Imagine, your suffering, you're eager to know. But there's no bona fide process by which you will traverse from point A to point B. Where you want to go, everybody wants salvation, but how do we get there? Bona fide process. That's what Prabhupada gave. And he also offered prayers. He himself, he also offered prayers. Right there before he entered the Boston Harbor. It kind of echoes what Brahma is also expressing here. Prabhupada feels the concern. How would I ever communicate this message of Bhagavatam to these people who are like steeped in modes of passion and ignorance? How would I ever be able to communicate that? But then he said, you make me dance. You make me dance. You use me as your instrument, as your vessel. And that's why we chant Hare Krishna. Please accept me. Please use me as your instrument. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare. Please accept me. Please use me as your instrument. So Prabhupada is praying like that. Markine Bhagavad Dharma. You can look it up. Beautiful, long, long, verse after verse, Prabhupada's deepest emotion that he's feeling in far land after a long journey. He pours his heart out, right there, didn't even dock. He was just looking at Boston, right? In September of 1965. Not knowing where he's going, but he's feeling concerned because he's on a mission. He knew he was on a mission. He knew way, way before. It was a lifetime in preparation. Lifetime in preparation. As a married family man, he would go to Shantipur every month for his personal retreats at that place. How many have you been? Shri Advaita Path. Yes, few. If you haven't, please go. Because this is the place, besides so many mangoes that are there, now is the season. I have to make sure to message Krishna Abhishek Prabhu. Because I heard he's going, and he definitely will be there. So I want to ask for a few mangoes, if they can last. But like an ocean of trees, we were just there in March, just this March, we were there. Short visit to Mayapur. Like ocean of mangoes, mango trees. Like everywhere, just around the compound. Sri Sri Advaita Path. And this is the same place that Prabhupada went once a month as a family man. And what he was doing? He was chanting his heart. He was chanting his heart off. Just absorbed in the best of association, Sri Harinam Prabhu. In a lifetime of preparation, meditating, because he has received this instruction, and he didn't know what to do, or he had some ideas. He started a BTG, has made a decent effort in India. But he said also, if I go, I'll go someplace where nobody went. Because many of his godbrothers went. And they, in a way, they didn't fail, but it didn't gain traction as much. So if I have to fail, let me fail. He was thinking like that. Let me fail in a place where nobody else failed. And he would meditate like that. And then the day before he boarded Jaladuta, he came, now as a sannyasi. And he was also pasting. There's a beautiful, it's a temple of Advaita. It's also a place where Advaita has received his Harinam Diksha by Madhavendra Puri, and the place where Advaita and Gaura and Nitha used to gather. It's a beautiful compound. And so much happened there. And there's this deity of Advaita with, you know, beautiful big, it's like it looks like Gopal, like a baby Advaita. It's small. With beautiful big lotus eyes, the Kamalaksha. It's there, but there's a separate, imagine this is the altar, and then there's a little separation, and then there's a temple like this, but no walls, just pillars. It's an open concept, like an atrium, no walls, just pillars. And this is where, on the back, this is where Prabhupada was pasting and crying, because tomorrow he goes. So this pujari noticed, this is a familiar face. This is my friend from before. So he went to ask. So I see you are now a different color. And then he saw, and I see you're crying. What is going on? He said, tomorrow I board Jaladuta, this big steamship, cargo ship, and I'm going to America. And I'm crying because I don't know what's going to happen. My spiritual master has given me this impossible instruction, and I'm just crying, begging for mercy. So this pujari was, of course, happy to console him, give him profuse blessings. He says, yes, of course, all the blessings. So Prabhupada went. And years later, this same pujari, he noticed some commotion in a courtyard. I said, what is going on? And all these young Westerners were coming. Strange, this never happened before. And then he approached one of them, and this one of them gave him the magazine, and it was a Bhaktivedanta magazine. So when this pujari has opened the magazine, and he saw the picture of his old friend, Abhay Charan, Bhaktivedanta Swami, and he exclaimed, he has done it! He has done it! Yes, he did it! He had done impossible. He has done impossible. So, and this devotee was looking, he has done what? he didn't understand the backstory. And this pujari has then told him the whole story. And that's how we know it. We know it through that pujari. So when we pray, we can pray like that, not just for ourselves, because prayers are powerful. We see here also Brahma, who is, you know, our Adi Guru. Brahma is the Adi Acharya, the head of our Sampradaya. He's a pure devotee. He's 50 years old now, and it's 12 noon. And a nice sunny day. So we can pray like that. And there's an anatomy of the prayer. Like when we pray, there should be some elements there just to make it proper. In anatomy of a prayer, we learn that first we express our gratitude. And so gratitude is first to be expressed. First and foremost. That's if you're praying to other devotee, in a relationship with a devotee, if you're praying to your guru, to the deities, anybody, to the government, some Even if you're on with a customer service with Amazon, you know, people bow down to all kinds of, says here, demigods, right? They bow down, somebody said the other day, the prime evil lord. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's Walmart, right? That's different. That's Walmart. Satisfaction guaranteed. But is it? So even in your custom, it's just nice to express your thank you, you know, for your time. It's just nice to express appreciation as you are in need of anything. Then there is a part where we update on our present day situation or present state of affairs. There's an update. And then at the very end, there's a humble request, right? There's a humble request where we put out what the actual need is. So it's always good to remember that. I'm looking at the clock, and usually, yeah, this is the time. I mean, there's many things that are still left, because it's such a nice and rich purport. But let's see if there's any comments or questions at this point, speaking about time. Yes, right there.
Haribalu, thank you. So you mentioned that Bhishma Dev, the Ishta Devat or form that he meditates on, is Partha Sarathi. And then you said, what may be the form for someone with the Krishna coming with the broom and sweeping my consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking Gundicha Marjan.
It's Mahaprabhu, yeah.
Yeah, Mahaprabhu.
It's
cleaning the temple, showing us how to clean it.
Srimad Mahaprabhu, yeah, he definitely does that.
Thank you.
He comes in a certain mood, and that is the mood of dasa, dasa, anudasa. So most menial you can imagine. And that is, yeah, the sweeping. And he does it, not just in Gundicha, but yes. So Jagannath can come. Jagannath is so nice because he can actually facilitate any desire, any form you wish to see. Jagannath is like that. He's a Urugaya. Urugaya is, what is it, multi-glorious. Jagannath is Urugaya. It can be, and yeah, it is the name of Jagannath, Urugaya Jagannath, multi-glorious. He can be Jagannath, he is Jagannath. He can be, the other day he was in Hastivesh, he had a big trunk, coming as an elephant. That's a different story of a Ganesh Bhakta who saw Jagannath like that because of his great devotion to Ganesh. Sometimes he is Nishimha, he has many masks. He's a Urugaya to translate. There's a word that can be used, polyvalent. Polyvalent means he can accommodate anything, anyone. Jagannath is definitely a polyvalent. He can accommodate anything, anyone. Of course, when he's Nasimha with his Nasimha mask, he can be worshipped just like Nasimha Dev. With all the mantras, Nasimha mantras, anything. So this is the beauty of Jagannath. And he has no eyelids. It doesn't blink. He's eager. How you will approach? Are you coming to give or to take? And with those who just want to take, pseudo, casual, pseudo, many, many words. Kind of derogatory, but in place. He deals with them with, he has a pole next to him, and that's his chakra. Same pole, a similar pole you can see in DC, the big DC monument. It looks like Jagannath Chakra, the pole. And they worship that too, like atheists would do. They worship time. They circle around. It's a pilgrimage. I actually took my dad there too, and my mother. Yes, Prabhu.
I guess we were here and you're here. It's very nice. Welcome here. Yeah. So we're still touching upon the concept of creation with Brahman, you know, went into the lotus and then praying and so forth. So sometimes I, you know, just curiosity, I heard about this concept of Big Bang. Do you think it has any place in our creative process? I mean, do you think Brahma used that strategy to create? I mean, what's your input on that, or what's your concept on it?
Well, if we talk about bang, it has to be somebody who makes the bang, right? First there was a bang, then they started talking about bing, because the bang was taken. No, the bing was in the microverse. We're talking about the atomic, subatomic particles. They used the bing because, you know, bang was already taken. But yeah, when there is, anytime we speak about anything happening, it doesn't happen by itself. Like, the nature is inert. It doesn't move by itself. Whatever it was, and then there's a logical fallacy of how can something come out of nothing, right? Just, if you stick to that question, yeah. How do you explain that? Well, as a Stephen Colbert, you know Stephen Colbert? Anyway, it's a talk show. He's funny and also very smart. Mm-hmm. He had theoretical physics as a guest from New Mexico, Dr. Lawrence Krauss. Anyway, they engaged back and forth, and it was challenging because the guy wrote a book, Something from Nothing. And it's just like a jibber-jabber, just, you know, as my grandmother said, he was pouring from empty to hollow and back. There was no substance. Anyway, Stephen Colbert called him out. He said, well, if God is nothing, can something come out of him? Basically, you know, calling out the guy, if God is nothing, then something can come out of him. Hence your book that you have written. So, yeah, we have to just think, not be baffled by the flowery words, not just of the Vedas, but the flowery words of scientists who propose different theories, and it makes sense to a certain point. That point, they cannot explain. So it becomes a problem. The Genesis problem, that's something that it will never be understood, because ultimately, according to Bhagavatam, is achintya. It's inconceivable. Even how our digestion works, even the eyesight, I mean, they use fancy words, flowery words, but ultimately, it's Krishna's energy, Daivi Shakti, Gunamayi. And therefore, the only way to understood it is by bowing down, surrendering. Then it's revealed from within. all the purpose of the Vedas, all the knowledge. Was it a bang or was it a bang? Well, it doesn't matter. The point is it came from somewhere. And if you dig deep enough, you'll find Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam. Brahma is established. Sarva Karana Karana. There's a cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karana. Anything else? John. And that's the last thing. I gotta wrap it up.
Hare Krishna, thanks for a wonderful class. I know I'm gonna be meditating on the image of the throne of the heart and all the different ways we can illustrate it. Jesus calls it the kingdom within, and the kingdoms have thrones, and yeah. So I guess I was just wondering, is like, maybe until we bring the Lord into our heart and establish a connection, a relationship, is that space like voided, number one? Like, is there nothing there? And then is it possible for someone to successfully establish something else in that place that's not the Lord?
Well, it's based on our affection. Affection and attachment. There's many things in our heart. But Krishna is there too. Well, that's Paramatma, Super Soul. That's also another, in Mundaka Upanishad, that's explained that there's two birds on a tree. The tree is our body. The tree of our body, there's a nest. The nest of our heart, there's two birds. One is Atma, and the other one is Paramatma. So Krishna is there, but the other bird is distracted with this world. Very busy eating the fruits of this tree. Some fruits are bitter, bad karma. Some fruits are sweet, good karma. But busy nevertheless. So in the process of this material existence, many, many things are in our heart. Devotee decides to give Krishna a very special place in our heart. And everything else becomes subservient to that purpose. And if it doesn't serve that purpose, it's given up. So we accept things that are favorable for that, and we reject things that are unfavorable. In that way, we can carve away our path. By the mercy of devotees and guru, it is possible to invite, to conquer the unconquerable. Krishna's other name is Ajita. He cannot be conquered. But he's conquered by love. Subordinate. Actually, he enjoys the chastisements of the gopis more so than the hymns of the Vedas. But that is not a cheap thing. We have to go through, as explained here, from Shraddha to Prema in the purport, we have to go through the biggest chunk is Anartha Nivritti. Ridding our heart from unwanted things. And that might take some time. But without cleansing, the Lord won't be as apparent. So cleansing is a requirement. And the best way to do it is in this age, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.